You know, success-driven people, we have to be careful because, you know, I'm privileged right now to be interviewing quite a lot of success-driven people, and we have a lot in common. And one of the things that we have to be careful about is our own personal life.
Yeah.
You know, we tend to take care of everybody. You know, if you're truly success-driven, you understand that it's all about serving others, not necessarily you.
Yeah.
And we take that on completely because performance, everything is attached to taking care of everybody else, you know. But we tend to forget that we have a human brain in our brain, meat.
Yeah.
This meat, you know, and it has to be taken care of as well, too.
Yeah.
So it's very fascinating hearing you sharing that after so much success.
Yeah.
I can very much relate because we have all kind of tools to cover up, you know, we could just keep going, keep working. We could work from morning till nighttime and then exhausted and then you start again because you're not really looking at, you don't sell time. So you're not looking at the hours, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to take the time apart and just relax and get into it. So let's talk about real estate a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Can I say one thing really quick on that last note?
Absolutely, please.
So I think the thing is, like, we make so many, like, as individuals, like, we work so hard to, like, make these huge professional goals, right? I'm going to do this, I'm going to hit this. And I always knew how I was going to do that. Mm-hmm. What I never did was take the time to look at my personal goals, like who I wanted to be, how I wanted to lead my life, who I'd surround myself with. Mm-hmm. And reality is you only get one you. You get one vessel. And if you're not taking care of you, you're never going to achieve your professional goals, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So one thing that I did that was really, really powerful is my hardest chapter of the book to write was about your relationship standards and allies, because mm-hmm. I had to admit that I got a divorce. And I mean, I like hid this sucker like as much as you could.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did is I wrote a word about all the things that mattered to me in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then next to the word, I wrote a paragraph about what that word meant to me. So at the time, I think I'm getting clarity for my next relationship. And I realize later that I'm literally setting a standard for what I will and I won't allow in my life, both professionally and, you know, friendship wise. And I'm not kidding you. 3 months after I finished writing the book, mm-hmm. I met my boyfriend, and 28 days ago, he became my fiance.
Nice. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. But it's amazing because so many people work so hard to like get a new hobby or lose weight to like meet the right person.
Right.
And the reality is like when you're truly living your life with authenticity and intention and you're in your own power, you attract the right person because they're attracted to you. Like I don't think I would have been ready for him before I did my 90-day journey. I wasn't clear on who I was yet, mm-hmm. you know?
Available on iTunes and YouTube.com. Watch full interview with the link inside of the post. And please subscribe today. Thanks.